In this episode, I want to talk to you about 20 years ago and where I was during the presidential inauguration.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey, what is up? What is up? I'm in the Wirebuzz studio right now, and as I look around our office, it reminds me of 20 years ago when I walked through the White House. So what was I doing in the White House 20 years ago? It was actually the last day of the Clinton administration. And I was there as one of Clear Channel's reporters on location, reporting to the entire country on breaking and developing news. I went to all those big events. You may recall in my story that I was in Florida during the presidential recount in 2000, just a couple of weeks before the inauguration. It was that Bush v. Gore recount. But then the story progressed, and after the president was selected and it was going to be George W. Bush, I got tasked to go to D.C. and to cover the inauguration. And as I walked through the White House, everything kind of sounded like this. Everywhere I went, there were people in every office doing something like that. They were shredding papers, getting ready for the next administration. In fact, that was the day, you may remember historically, what happened on the last day of the Clinton administration. Not only did Bill Clinton settle with Ken Starr on the Clinton, the charges in the Lewinsky hearing, but he also, that day, his staff pried off of every keyboard in the West Wing the letter W. So when W staff showed up the next day after the inauguration, all the keyboards were there, but there weren't any W's on the keyboards. It's a good fraternity prank. But I went through the old executive office building. I got to go into the vice president's office and into the press room and be a part of that experience. But it was very odd. Here's something you wouldn't know that happens on the last day of an administration. All the artwork is taken off the walls. And it's placed on the ground below the nail where that art will be hung. Because the National Archives comes through on that last day and switches out and accounts for all of the furniture, all of the historical elements and the art. And then before the next president comes in, like during the inauguration, there's a big grand swap where the new administration's art, which has been pre-selected, gets put up. And the one for the previous one goes back into some type of national archive or museum. Super interesting to watch it go down, but a very odd day to be in the White House in between two administrations, exactly what's going down in D.C. right now. So that was the night before the inauguration. But then on January 20th, 2001, we broadcasted live for 9 straight live hours on the radio, giving play-by-play to radio people whenever the broadcasters, the play-by-play guys, were not doing play-by-play. We were doing commentary for Clear Channel, iHeartRadio stations all over the country. They have 1,200 stations. So we were broadcasting live from the lobby of the Watergate Hotel. And the cool thing was, we had this space where you could watch everybody come in and out of the Watergate. While we were there, there were 2 former presidents in the building. They shut the whole place down. But my biggest takeaway, not only were the pardons coming through, the people that Clinton was pardoning, but we ended up knowing somebody who was pardoned. So he joined us live on the air. It was the governor of the state of Arizona, Fife Symington. And I happened to have his cell phone number inside of my phone. So it was very easy for us to call him up and get reaction on a big news story. But the takeaway that I got out of this was how cool it was for somebody to pay for me to walk through history and then tell people about what we were discovering. An awesome experience. But my on-air partner and I just want you to think about this. Somebody I love dearly, one of my best friends still to this day, but we ended up having a disagreement on Inauguration Day morning of what we were going to do for our 9 live hours. And that disagreement turned into two people that were under the gun to come up with 9 hours of content. And then it became frustration and an argument. And before you knew it, we were live on the radio. And the two of us were in an argument with each other, but we couldn't communicate that live on the radio. In fact, it wasn't until we got off the air that we were able to apologize and mend fences. But imagine sitting next to somebody for 9 hours on the radio, feeling like you want to scream at them while you're trying to do live coverage of a breaking news story. That for me is one of those interesting takeaways that I'll never forget. But definitely being at the White House and going through the experience and being a part of the inauguration is something I will never forget.